Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not too bad.
Good stuff. It's good to see you right across from me, in my line of sight.
Yeah.
I'm not staring at my iMac screen.
That's right. We're faced different ways, usually.
Yes. Seem to be having a little bit of high action there. All right. We're in the new Jabbercast studios, sort of.
Yeah. And there's another new one coming yet.
Yeah.
We have a lot of studios.
Well, I think we're going to can the upstairs studio action. I'm going to do something with that old room, though, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The wife gave me the okay, Kimber.
Now, the okay to just do what you want with a dining area of some kind or something, or studio-wise?
Studio-wise. Studio slash.
I don't know why you wouldn't use downstairs for that. It's nice down here.
It is nice, but
it's cool. It's bright.
When I'm on my computer doing whatever, you know, graphic design work or just surfing around, I like being upstairs. You know, when you come
and
down,
you got the window though outside, it's nice too.
That's nice. Yeah, it kind of just. I had it down in that room over there for the longest time, and
oh, did you? Okay.
And the wife said, "Oh, you're going down to the dungeon, eh?"
Yeah.
You know, I'd be sitting there for an hour or two, and then you come back up. Eh? So she just feels there's a certain amount of separation when you go downstairs.
Yeah, yeah. You're amongst everything when you're up there.
Yeah. I don't want to have a man cave yet. You know, a lot of men have caves. We've talked about that on a show before, I'm sure.
These are the Daves I know.
These are the what, you know?
Did you say man?
Caves.
Oh, man cave.
Yeah.
I thought you said man Daves. And I'm like, a lot of men have man Daves. A lot of men have Daves. These are the Daves I know. But no, man cave.
Man cave, yeah.
No, I'm going to have a man cave.
Yes, you are.
Looking forward to my man cave.
There you go. See, that's the whole reason that Big JD's moving on up.
Moving.
What the heck is up with that?
Cow style.
No. Oh.
I really wish I could do something here. Brief noise.
Brief tilting microphone stand.
Didn't do anything, actually.
Should have put it behind you and then scooped it down. But anyway, that's for a different show.
Didn't have time.
Hey.
Then we'll have another Jabbercast Studio East. The Jabbercast Studio East and the Jabbercast Studio East.
This is the Jabbercast Studio South.
I'll be the Rayom Park Studio.
Rayom Park.
Rayom. Come with me to the Casbah and make beautiful music together.
Ho, ho, ho.
Learn all my French from Pepe Le Pew.
Me too. So you pick up.
That was the good shoulder.
So you pick up all the cats, the pussies.
Jesus.
Did you pick up Jesus, dude?
That's my nickname.
He's born again.
Again and again. I hope I'm born again. I don't have time in this lifetime to get everything accomplished.
He's not JC. He's JD. Big JD.
That boom stand's really spread out.
Hey? Yes, it is. Yeah.
Long distance.
Running around. So how was your week this week? Anything interesting happened since the last time we talked?
Not really. Same old stuff, pretty much.
Same old
stuff.
Except
for my big hiatus. I'm on hiatus. Shh. Nobody knows where I'm at.
Is that a new drug?
I wish.
I think you were...
Just take some hiatus and everything will be okay.
Yeah, you start...
That's what I found.
Start playing ukulele with your pants down around your ankles. In front of a video camera besides.
Enjoying my time off.
Time off?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're on hiatus.
From all the other shows.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind.
It's just the Jabbercast and the Easy Mac podcast. Back to the beginning.
Back to the way you started.
Uh-huh.
You sure you don't want to drop the Jabbercast? Go on hiatus?
No.
Okay.
I dig the Jabbercast. You want to drop it?
No, not at all. I'm just wondering if you're afraid to tell me. Well, no, I don't want to.
Heck no.
I don't want to let Mike down.
No, this is what I like.
Lippo.
The original stuff.
So what are we talking about today?
Waste not, want not.
Waste not, want not. Yes, we're going to talk about waste.
Yes, not human waste.
Well, maybe.
It could be.
I mean, this
would
is...
Would you save that for anything? Maybe in some countries. Can you eat that again or no? Or maybe they use it to make pottery. Can make a nice bowl out of that for soup. I remember when they tore up our street when I lived at home. Poo-soo. And there was a lot of clay down in the ground, you know, because they had dug everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the guy down the street, we used to make stuff out of the clay. And I remember for a long time, I had stuff in the garage just like on display. I had the double-winged airplanes and stuff like that I made out of this clay stuff. It was cool. Hardened, like pretty hard.
Like Windsor clay.
Yeah.
Did you put it in a kiln?
Aiken clay. No.
You didn't fire it up? It's no. Just dried clay.
I didn't fire it up my kilt.
Fire up my kiln.
No, it just dried. Yeah, if I had done that, I'd probably still have it.
For sure.
I would have never wasted it.
Because eventually it gets dried and it breaks up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fire it up.
So yeah, it did break up eventually. Okay. But it did get pretty hard.
That's interesting that, you know, you're a kid and you kind of realize that I can make things right from the earth.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any more.
And we ate from the earth. Next door neighbors had a grapevine tree and we used to pull the vines off and eat them. The grapes you could never really eat, but right. The vines we always ate.
Yeah. Yeah, I love grapes.
That was neat.
Grape leaves.
And on the way to school, we walked through a field and one of the people at the edge of the field had a pear tree we used to eat. Pears, pick them. Sometimes you get yelled at.
Yep, I remember doing that as a kid myself. Not the yelling part, picking in pears. Mm-hmm. So this week we're going to talk about waste.
Yeah, what do we mean by waste exactly? The leftovers in the fridge? That's waste? Would you waste that? Or
if you don't eat them, it's waste.
Yeah. Reusing containers for other purposes and that kind of thing. So...
How about a definition of waste?
Okay. You give us one.
Okay. There's many parts of the language you can use the word waste in. You can use it as a transitive verb to use.
That's my favorite.
Is it? Yeah. Transvert. Transvert of a word verb. To use, consume, spend, or expend thoughtlessly or carelessly.
I like to think of it as a transvertive verb, but go on.
And then there's an intransitive verb. To lose energy, strength, weight, or vigor, become weak or enfeebled, wasting away from illness would be an example of
intransitive,
that.
That's like a word that you can't use on the bus?
Right. No, it's the one you do use on the bus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
when you're moving.
When you're moving, right. When you're standing
and I
still.
I am moving.
What part of you is moving? Your bowels?
Everything.
There's waste. And then there's the noun, the act or an instant. Boo, that's easy for you to say. The act or an instance of wasting or the condition of being wasted. A waste of talent gone to waste. Or a place, region, or land that is uninhabited or uncultivated. A desert or wilderness.
Well, that's a little bit different than what we're talking about. But yeah, it's a waste. Wasteland.
Wasteland, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage wasteland.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
You could use it as an adjective, too. Waste trimmings, waste bin. Waste bin,
yeah, like a...
Right, used as a conveyance or container for refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse. Resume. Resume.
Refuge.
You don't have to live like a refugee. So that's a lot of parts of speech you can use waste in, for sure. And you want to limit how we're going to talk about waste today? Because you want to just talk about... the ills of our society, how we've got to the point where we've
over the ills
I don't know, let's start at the beginning, I guess. Let's say
we've waded in the water
300 years ago. Do you think there was much waste
300 years ago?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there was waste like we waste now. Actually, as far as waste is concerned, we waste like crazy. The human race wastes.
Do you think it's the whole human race? I bet you people in India don't waste very much.
No, I would say there are some places that don't, but they don't have as much to waste.
There we go.
And if they did, they would. Because that's in our nature.
Is it our nature that's doing that, you think?
Not necessarily our nature, but it's our advances in.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
A little hiccup.
That's a Yahoo.
We got things going on.
DJ Amy. Kings. I don't know what she's talking about. Kings. King Friday, probably. She's dying you to guys see the band.
Oh, no, that's my display I put. Big JD and Lippo, the Kings.
Oh, I see. We be the Kings. Here's my quote from Lippo. The more you have, the more you waste. The less you have, the less you waste.
That's absolutely true.
So the more we've gotten in the last 100 years, I say within the last...
The more we've wasted.
Yeah. We've lived thousands and thousands of years and...
I have.
The human race. And we... I bet you for however long, thousands of years, we've used everything to its maximum. Like you take the Indians, for example. Like, you know, they have a deer that comes through. Do you think they waste any part of that deer?
Absolutely not.
They use everything.
Whereas we would just kill deer for food.
Some and what people happens just
with
kill
the skin and the fur and the or for sport, sure.
Yeah, just kill it and the bison and buffalo, and they just wasted those animals. They just shot them from trains, let them rot and die in the prairies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waste. Whereas I don't think we used to do that in the long time ago land. We are going to take a break right now.
This is Lippo, and you got to tune to WKBR.
The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. On every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WKBR, WKBR.ca.
And we're back with Waste Not, Want Not.
The Waste Not, Want Not show.
I definitely want to get into, unless you're heading through some curriculum that you have, the Waste Not, Want Not part, things that we would normally dispose of, but that some people keep.
Such as?
To reuse, possibly.
Oh,
let's say a Kleenex box. You just throw a Kleenex box out, or do you use it to put other things in? Store something in it after. They can be useful sometimes to people. Some people wouldn't throw them out, whereas some people would, of course.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got to turn my system sound down. You know, if you have like Yahoo Messenger on this iBook, sorry, we're going to just stray for 1 second.
Yeah.
You have so many menu items that it takes away the time on my menu bar. Also takes away my volume thing that I have there as well.
Hmm.
So, because there's so many menu items. And
yeah,
okay. I just have one of these square-ish screens. I bet you the MacBooks, there's no deal with that. But back to wasting a Kleenex box.
Mm-hmm.
Kleenex box. That's an interesting one. Stop. Yeah.
I'm gonna just use your... You have a volume button.
Yes. That's okay. What I did. Kleenex boxes are recyclable.
They're recyclable. Sure. Mm-hmm. Recycling things is reusing. But I mean for personal use. Reusing things like that or the toilet paper rolls or paper towel rolls. Those actually be useful for anything.
Well, tell me, do you use that stuff?
Not necessarily, no.
No, I...
The only time I suppose I would is maybe if you had to wrap some type of a gift and needed a box like that of some kind. You'd probably prefer some plain box as opposed to a Kleenex box, but...
Positively.
Or if you had to store something, I would imagine. Maybe you say you had a whole bunch of batteries and you need a little box to keep them in so you could throw them in your empty Kleenex box and put them in a cupboard. Or a drawer.
Kleenex box is a great...
Or cut the top off it and have an actual box without a top.
Sure. That's a good...
Could be handy. Or yeah. In a garage. Little paintbrushes or who knows what.
Well, I'm...
Trinkets.
I was always fascinated by the guys who... They took baby jars and they put their screws and nuts in the baby jars and they hung them up.
You would take the lid
and
nail the lid to something and then you just unscrew the jar to... Exactly. That was very cool. Yeah, we had that.
You had that?
Oh, yeah. And coffee cans. And sometimes you take a clothes hanger, put two holes in the top of the coffee, the tin cans, and then you'd make a handle and be able to carry it around, almost like a paint can.
Yeah.
And hangers are good for a lot of different things, too. You don't necessarily throw a hanger away. You could use it for other things.
Well, hanger's not something you would throw.
An antenna?
Away, would you?
Well, you don't even come across the steel hangers that much anymore these days.
No, you don't. They're good for... unlocking your car back in the old days.
Yeah. They made it more difficult now, though.
And roasting your marshmallows.
Ooh, marshmallows.
On a hanger.
I like roasted marshmallows.
What about cookies? Do you like cookies?
Well, of course.
Where are they?
I went for breakfast this morning, and it was no place near cookie area. Although I could have went to a Timmy's.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't mean to give you.
But sometimes I overeat on Sundays.
Sometimes you do? Or do you make a point of it?
Well, I make a point to try not to.
Oh, good for you.
But Sundays is a big cheat day.
Cheat day, yeah.
And sometimes I still go, I go overboard on Sundays.
Depends if you go to Mrs. Fields or not.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. We could do a show on Mrs. Fields and who's just who she was.
I don't know what DJ Amy means. She goes, we recycled JD. Have you been recycled by
I don't DJ know. Amy? I don't know.
Well, depends.
Maybe she'll explain.
Depends.
Thank
on,
you.
Depends on what, if she's talking about your history. See, you were done with your other shows, but.
Yeah, but I didn't start anything over. I'm still continuing on.
Yes, you are.
Right here on the Jabbercast. Napkins from restaurants.
Yes.
You go through a drive-thru or something and you eat your food, and then what mm-hmm. do you do with the napkins? You throw them out or you shove them in the glove box?
The ones that I've used, I throw them away.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that.
Oh, yeah, I have a glove box full of
napkins.
Napkins, and I use them on a regular basis, honestly.
Sometimes, have you ever gone into a place and actually took extra just before that purpose? Because you get low in the car?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, I've done that.
See? That's cool.
Yeah.
It's just one of the few little things in life that can make you happy.
I think so. Having a glove box full of napkins makes me feel like
you're just knowing that you're somewhere and you can grab an extra couple sugars and whatever.
That's kind of neat.
And how often you get that?
I have a feeling that you take extra napkins because you're going to find yourself in your Jeep somewhere and you got to take a dump and you want to wipe your ass somewhere.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I just use the seat covers.
So what, you just like move your butt up and down like this?
Yeah.
And just spread
just pull your really hard so it's like flat. And then I can just rub a little bit. It dries up by the time I get where I'm going. How about milk cartons?
That's disgusting. You don't reuse those, do you?
A milk carton?
Yeah.
We've used them quite a bit in the garage atmosphere. You know the old milk cartons where you just pull the thing and then you can make it square after?
Yeah, cardboard.
And you pull both sides?
Yeah.
And it's a pretty solid cardboard container. And you could fill that up with nuts and bolts and screws and things like that. And it's a good container. Keeps things organized. We've used to do that at home. Coffee cans for sure, like I mentioned. Milk bags, though. Some people save the milk bag.
No.
Yeah. You get three bags in the container.
Yeah.
And once it's all done, you just cut the top off, and mm-hmm. then you have this nice bag, and you could put something in it for your freezer and fold the end over, put an elastic band maybe on it, put it in the freezer.
That's frugal.
I think my grandmother's done that. We don't. We don't use milk bags, but.
Okay. Nope.
What about shopping bags? You go to Walmart shopping or Zayers, say, and you get a bunch of shopping bags. You just toss them all in the garbage after? Or do you put them under the sink? Save them. Some people, they make a little thing for that under your sink that goes on the inside of the door to put those in.
Yeah, we have a knitted thing on our doorknob.
See?
We just stuff them in there.
Because they're handy.
We're getting fewer and fewer of those because my wife takes actual bags with her now.
Oh, does she? Okay.
She takes a bag of hemp bags, actually. They're made out of hemp.
Oh, yeah. Well, after you're done with the groceries, you can smoke them.
That's funny that there's that. Yeah, the stigma of name. Hemp. The thing with hemp, though, it's like better than cotton. It has so many uses, and it grows so easily. But
so, what's the association with hemp and pot?
Because it's the same family.
Yeah,
but you can make
it's not the same plant.
No,
the cannabis plant is the
It's the good one.
Is in the hemp family.
Yeah,
it's our favorite.
Right. Whereas they make like hoses and car mats and.
I mean, you can make a lot of things out
shingles.
Of hemp.
Shingles. They make a ton of stuff out of hemp. Clothes.
Yeah.
Shopping bags. But yeah, we definitely, if we do get plastic shopping bags, we throw them in our little bag holder. And we use those all the time.
I got really hard up once and smoked a shirt.
Oh, I see. DJ Amy says, yeah, he used to ride motorcycles. Now he sits at a mic. Oh, I see. That's how she recycled you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's only because of my shoulder.
That's right. He used to ride motorcycles.
Wait till I can ride again. There'll be no more shows. No.
Show from the road.
Big JD's Rock and Road Show.
I would definitely listen to that. That should be video, though.
Yeah.
Over Canada.
Chatham. Amherstburg.
Now you're talking southern armpit Ontario land.
That's what it's all about.
No.
Stinky armpit land.
Go out to like Nova Scotia and New Brunswick.
Well, who's going
to
fund that for me?
You're on a bike. Live free, die hard. What is that?
I'll die fast with no food, no water. I have to commit crimes to get bread and water in the local jails.
Well, all you biker types are the same, aren't you? Don't
but
you
that
all,
would be pretty. Make for some cool footage.
Yes.
Okay. Me in the cell with another guy. So anyway.
Okay.
Scrap wood. You save scraps of wood here and there?
What kind of wood?
You never know when you need a little wedge or something.
A little shim?
Shim.
Positively, we have wood all over my yard for sure. Don't throw wood away.
No.
No.
That's right. You don't throw wood away. Waste not, want not.
Well, it's wood. Like, you can make stuff with wood. It's wood.
That's right. You can always use a piece of wood.
For shimming, for especially.
There's for anything.
Within a few weeks, you always want to shim something.
You know what we used to do when we were kids? We'd take a 2x4, put nails around it, put a string around it as a rail, and we'd make boats. A smaller one and then another smaller one for the things that come up. Did your kids ever do that?
I wonder if kids used to do that now.
They have too many other things. They got a lot of cool things to do nowadays. They don't have to make wooden boats and...
with nails and string, yeah.
Airplanes out of clay.
Right. They got their PSPs and iPods and Xboxes. And meanwhile, they're not actually...
Here's a good one. I remember a kid down the street from us. He was really intimidated easily. And, you know, he thought that myself and Dan that lived down the street from me were, you know, cool guys. And he was like... kind of uncool, I guess. And we would one time we had those filters that you put on your cigarettes. It's a short, clear filter, but you could put them on your cigarettes so you don't get so much of the crap. And here's waste not, want not. Somebody gave those to us, packages of new ones, because they didn't use them. My aunt or somebody, for the kids to play with. What do we do with that?
Okay, yeah.
So, anyways, we were pretending that we didn't really know anything about drugs when we were little kids, and we pretended that they were something like illegal, you know. And he got really scared, and I think I hear my mom calling me, I gotta go, because we had these things,
yeah,
and they were like some kind of, you know, thing for smoking, but he didn't really know what they were, and neither did we really, I don't think. But he got scared because we were the cool guys and we had these things we shouldn't have.
The cool guys. DJ Amy's writing up at Storm. She goes, my dad would never write on the envelopes of cards so that whoever was getting the card, he could use it again.
Yeah. You fill the cards out with pencil too.
Oh, there's a good, that's a good idea.
You can do that.
For sure. Tea bags, people use them several times positively.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why not?
Unless it's crappy tea.
Some of the herbal teas might not last so long, but
right.
These things here, I sometimes fill up a couple times, a few times.
Yep, and don't ever throw your tea bags away. They make great compost. Mm-hmm. If you can compost, obviously, in a condo situation, it's kind of hard to...
I save them anyway. You can put them on my eyes to keep the wrinkles away.
Well, when you're welding, and if you look at the spark, you put tea bags in your eyes.
I open it up after and eat the stuff inside, or dry it, and you can smoke it. It's from the hemp family. How about old cables, even if they're no good? Well, let's come back to the cables. We'll take a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
And back to the cables.
We're on cable?
Lippo the cable guy.
I didn't know we were on cable.
Hey, put that thing away.
Cables.
Yeah, if you have cables that the ends are bad, yeah, or there is no end, you've used it for something else or cut it or something, would you, yeah, still save the cable for some length of time?
I have cables in there that are dead, and I think in our band place, I have a garbage bag full of them.
Yeah.
Old mic cables, speaker cables. Yeah. We know they're fried. They don't work.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll change the ends on those later. Yeah.
I did that for years and years and years and years and years and years, and eventually I had to get rid of things.
Yeah. The best thing to do with them is to give them to a copper guy.
Yeah.
And he could recycle them that way. But old cables, yeah. You hate to throw them away because, for one thing, they're expensive. And in theory, they're fixable.
Yeah.
First, you got to test the end. And then if after changing ends, that don't work, you got to actually...
You test the cable, too. Yeah, and then get by ends and do some soldering and maybe some taping and some of that heat shrink cover wrap there. And
polybend them.
And then in a lot of cases, you'd be doing it again in no time because once you've fixed them, it seems that they just don't last like a brand new cable.
No.
Usually.
No, exactly.
Something goes wrong again with it sooner than
Exactly. It gives you noise or something that you didn't.
Yeah.
You got air in the solder or something.
And happened. The mic cables are always fun because you got to figure out all the crap with them.
Which one's the
grounded. Pins and I don't like it.
That's a waste. Honestly, there is a waste. I have to say that I'm very guilty of that. We get rid of.
And some people get TV sets, the old wooden TV sets, and they put an aquarium inside them or use them for plants and stuff inside the TV that they take the picture tube out.
Yeah. And I've seen old...
That's a waste not want not.
LC two Macintosh computer with...
Computer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the old Macs that were all in one back in the old days.
Yeah. Well, you remember the old TVs that were all in one with a stereo on the top when you lifted the lid up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People have made other things out of those.
So you could make a coffin out of that if you wanted to. Just gut the whole thing. Bury yourself inside.
Bury a TV repair guy in that.
Yeah, I got some good memories of the old console. My buddy had it would record on 8-track. 8-track recorder.
Mm-hmm. Had them.
You had them?
Oh, yeah. 8-track recorders for sure. Had the big console things, too. I can't remember for the life of me recording 8-track or not, but they had 8-track and... record player and TV in the front, speakers on the side.
And radio.
And they were hell to move around.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to move it. That's the all-in-one. For sure.
I remember when they first got the big projection screens and I was delivering for a TV place, man. It was insane.
Why? What's the matter with that?
The projection TV, the biggest things, the first ones, too.
Yeah.
Thank God they had wheels on them, though.
Yeah.
But they were a pain because they were really crated up with wood, and then you finally get them out and everything. You have to carry them to somebody's house. It was insane.
Yeah. That's a thing in the past now.
Pretty much, yeah. Slim TVs now. My Airport Express that I've been carting around, and I brought over to your studio for the second time just to test it again to see if it works, and I know it's not going to.
No. So you're going to have to throw it away.
I'm going to have to throw it away.
No,
there's parts on it I can use, though. I think that the end comes off and you can use them on the other one.
Right. The plug, for sure.
So then I'll have five of those kicking around that I'll never need.
You'll never need them?
The ends?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you can have it.
Because my kids, you know, when they're plugging in, they're just not very careful sometimes. Or they'll pull on the whole cable and it bends the thing right out of it, so it doesn't, when you go to unplug it, the prongs just fall down because they don't have any more stickiness to them. It's not nice. Kids, they just think anything.
Yeah, I can't really foresee me needing it. I've got like probably four or five adapters like that, but Amy, the ends are all still good.
Amy says people recycle good computers into Macs. I don't get that really, but she's making it sound.
Oh, to make a good one a better one, maybe.
No, I don't think that's what she's saying. I think she's saying
Mac.
When a computer dies, well, we can at least salvage it and turn it into a Mac. But you can't do that.
No, you can't.
No, that's like saying you can turn a Cadillac into a...
People shouldn't talk about things they don't understand.
Whoa.
It sounds like the Jabbercast. No.
That's not nice.
I'm just playing around.
Of course.
She knows that.
Of course. On to more waste.
Yeah, my video camera. I dragged that around with me everywhere, too. I got it all packed up, ready to move to the new place, and it doesn't work.
That's the thing with electronics now. So much of it is, what are you going to do with it once it breaks?
And the price has come down so much. I paid $700 for my video camera, which my wife rendered no good.
There's some good English again.
Yeah,
my wife rendered no good there.
And you can buy that camera now for like $300.
Yeah.
Better version of it.
Yeah, with way more features.
4 years later.
Yeah, more small. It's smaller and
it ain't screen. Make sense.
Yeah. What are another good example? Like TVs. The TVs are, there's going to be a huge demand to get rid of TVs when they get rid of the analog signal they're going to be sending, like whenever that is. I've heard many dates. You've heard of that, eh? They're going to be stopped sending regular
analog.
That's
going to be great, yeah. It'll all be digital.
It'll all be digital, but what about people who own the tube TVs that don't pay, you either go buy
you
a
get
digital
some kind of digital box for them or something that'll connect, and that's what they'll do for a while until they feel the need to actually buy the new set. They get a set-top box. Isn't that the Sammy Hagar song?
Three-lock box.
There you go. Has that got anything to do with the chastity belt?
Chaz City?
Chastity. Chastity?
Chaz City.
Chastity or chastity?
It's chastity.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Originally, yeah.
Titty.
Chastity is also the name of Cher's child.
She had with?
Sonny Boner.
That's Sonny Boner. That's right.
That's what I say when I wake up in the morning. Oh, Sonny Boner.
And you know why they called her chastity? Because she was wearing a belt and he still got in.
No. I don't believe it. Old newspaper? You save old newspaper just for no reason? For packing maybe or wrapping things up or who knows what?
Bottom of the birdcage.
You never know when you're going to... There you go.
Yeah.
Rubber bands? If it comes wrapped around the mail or something like that, would you save them? I would.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. We save rubber bands for sure.
Yeah. You always need a rubber band.
Yeah. Same with rubber, wire ties.
Bumper.
We always keep the wire ties as well.
Wire ties. Even sometimes the ties from the bread, the plastic bread. Ties. Yeah. They're good to break in half and fling.
They're good for that, are they? Now let's try to differentiate what you're saying. Reusing something, just because you reuse it or you recycle it, it's still not being wasted.
Right. Waste not, want not.
Right. So,
what does waste not, want not mean exactly? How do you define that? You got to think for a second.
This is the Jabber quote before the Jabber quote.
Yeah. Well, waste not, want not.
Yeah.
Don't waste what you want.
No. If you have something, if you're someone who wastes all the time, eventually you're
okay. Waste not part I get.
Yeah.
Don't waste.
Right.
Want not.
Then later on you won't be wanting. You won't need anything else because you've not wasted other stuff.
So it's like, well, don't waste what you might want later.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to actually put it into.
And another pre-quote, one man's junk is another man's treasure. So you might throw things in the garbage that somebody else drives by and says, whoa, threw that out.
Exactly.
Didn't we do something about junk before?
We may have, yeah.
I think we did a junk show.
There's nothing wrong with your computers, folks. That's just Big JD. He's having one of his...
seizures.
You should sample that sound. You went like from a low G all the way. You went like one octave all the way up.
I don't know about the notes. I'm afraid to take a drink.
I don't blame you.
It'll be all over the board.
First on the power book.
I got a rubber thing on there.
Oh, he's got a condom on his...
you need computer condoms.
You need one. The way that you...
We just gave away the Steve and Larry... This thing.
Use condoms.
The computer condom.
Oh, computer condoms, yes.
Computer files.
Wasting computer files?
Do you throw all your files away? Do you delete very much? Or do you just save everything? You never know when you might need something again. What do you do?
What you do is be a smart computer user and you...
Backup.
You backup your stuff, but still, you should be smart on how you use your hard drive on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You should be, if you're organized, you're going to end up saving space on your hard drive. And when you save space, you will tend to not waste as much hard drive space.
But what about, if you have the space,
mm-hmm.
say an external drive,
mm-hmm.
a 500 gig drive maybe, that'll just hold tons and tons of things. And
that's nothing.
Would you just maybe save everything though? Save all your files. There's no need to toss anything out in case you needed the letter that you wrote or Jabber notes.
Jabber
you
notes.
Just delete all your Jabber notes after?
No, I just save them on Google's computers.
There you go. But if you did, like from 10 shows ago, why would you save it?
No, I don't save that stuff.
Okay.
Here's another thing I didn't save is here's another slam against iWeb, one of the crappiest programs that Apple makes, is the new version of...
Don't you dare knock Apple.
The new version of iWeb.
I love iWeb.
Of course, all my podcasts for the Border City Radio podcast, which you can find at bordercityradio.com.
Yeah, but they all show up now that I need to re-download them all because everything's changed on them again now.
Yeah, because it turned them into .mov files.
The podcasts?
Yes.
Oh, and I noticed that they all showed up with little TVs next to them.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well, here's the problem. Well, it's not really a problem because I know. I think I have those somewhere else, my other shows. But not on my server, not on my computer. Once it was done publishing the podcast, I said, okay, there's the podcast. And now the file hierarchy in the way they set it up is a bit different now.
Mm-hmm.
It's improved. It's easier to find stuff in there. So I knew that I wouldn't
for
be
a programmer.
I wouldn't be able to mirror it, which I normally do, which just updates the file to only upload the stuff that I need to upload. Well, now I knew I had to do the whole show again. I'm going to take all my files and just upload them. So I upload them after it published it, and it overwrote all my MP3s.
Oh, with MOV files.
With MOV files.
What's with the MOV file, though?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Is that their new thing now?
Well,
everything's
going to
be
thing.
A movie
no,
file?
How can that be? You can't do that. What if your podcast aggregator doesn't even support MOV? What if you don't even have QuickTime on your computer?
So what about the people that are... How does it get on the computer then? How did it transfer? I wonder how it transferred to my iPod then. Because I sunk up your new show.
Nice. That's a good question.
I wonder what happened.
Oh, no. Here's the deal. I had to redo the last show. And the last show... It's an MP3.
Okay.
The last one is an MP3. Don't ask me. There's so many issues I could tell you about that.
Oh, yeah, but then if your other one's changed and I save the last few shows, isn't it going to resync those last few with the new?
It should.
Oh, no, maybe not because I have them already.
Oh, it depends if you already have them. Yeah,
I guess it wouldn't change them and put on the MOVs instead.
Nope. It'll only update the last one.
Yeah.
So there's so many issues. But anyway, let's get back to waste.
I really got to make a little bit of noise.
Okay, he's going to make some noise with his microphone stand. Well, I thought we might get into when we became are we a generation of wasters? Like, I wonder how if waste was even an issue. Like, I suppose it was. I think there's
it was an issue for me about half an hour ago after breakfast. Biggest pancakes.
Mm-hmm. You had some pancakes for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
So what's that going to do with waste?
Well, afterwards, I hit the John.
Oh, you hit the John. I thought maybe you didn't like your pancakes and you had to throw them away.
No, they were pretty good. Couldn't even finish them.
So what did you
do? It was too much. Wasted the rest.
See?
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
that's the point I'm trying to get to.
That wasn't the point I was getting to. But
I know.
Oh, yes. But it was, good point.
That's the thing. We use the word waste for a lot of stuff. We use it for human excrement.
Yeah.
It's waste.
Mm-hmm.
But is that waste? We're not wasting it. It's not thoughtlessly thrown away. It's not.
Well, you're making it into a whole new area of waste after it's been wasted. It's waste from what it was.
It's waste. Please explain that. It was waste from what it was.
Well, that's our food and the product of all that after is a waste. It's the waste.
The food that we did not actually digest and put to use in our body.
Yeah, all the stuff that it didn't need out of the food and whatnot is a waste. But then afterwards, what is it? Is it a waste?
It's poop.
I guess I got lost in the whole thing.
I just, there's so many different ways to take the word waste. There's the waste paper basket. You ever hear that?
Yeah. It's paper that you've wasted. You put it in that basket.
The word waste is right in here. Waste some paper and throw it in that basket.
It's not telling you to waste it.
Well, it's called the waste paper basket.
Well, some people put things in the waste.
Did you see it here?
Go put it in the waste.
See how I said it? Waste paper basket.
Oh, waste paper.
Yeah.
Waste paper.
Yeah.
Basket. Or it could be taken as a waste paper basket. So the basket itself could be made of paper. It's a waste paper basket.
Right.
I've never had a paper basket before, I don't think.
No. Have you ever had a rubber buggy bumper?
A rubber baby buggy bumper?
That's the one.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Bumper, bumper, bumper. That's a funny word, bumper. That's got to be in our show of funny words coming up soon.
Well,
bumper.
We use bumpers in this show. don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do. Bumpers can mean different things as well.
Yeah.
It can be a bumper on your car.
Yes, it's usually something that's at the end of something else.
Hmm.
So it doesn't bang into something that's right next to it.
How about leftover food?
Did we not already go down that path?
Probably. How about keys from the corned beef cans? Did you ever save those when you were a kid? You know, the special keys that you roll around corned beef cans?
And, yeah, but what would you use
that
for?
Then save the key.
What would you use that for?
I don't know. They were just cool. You pretend you had a real skeleton key.
Oh, skeleton
key. And you could hang it on your neck on a chain. I don't know. Did you ever save one?
No, I never saved those.
No?
No, they're not good for anything. It's a thing that you open the can with.
Yeah, but you must be able to do something. You put three of them on a key ring and you got your own keys when you're a kid.
Save one just in case the one that you use one time breaks.
Yeah, that's just a little something.
Take the tea away from Amy, says.
This is hemp tea. It's good.
Hemp tea. Usually you don't drink that kind of stuff.
Hemp laptop.
Hemp laptop. No, I bet you there's a laptop cover that is made out of hemp.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be.
For sure. iPod cover made out of hemp.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look for that. Did you ever figure out what you're doing about a cover yet?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it in the mail.
What'd you get? This
invisible shield.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm positive it's stuck at customs because I emailed them and they said, oh, yeah, we sent it out on this date.
So what about to carry it on you anywhere or anything? Are you not going to have anything?
That's what pockets are for.
Okay.
Because it won't scratch. You can put it in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to go. It's guaranteed not to scratch. If it scratches, you take it off and send it back and they'll send you another.
Even an X-Acto blade wouldn't do anything? Of course it would.
I don't know. That's a good question.
We're talking scratches, like rubbing on the table is not going to scratch it. You know,
keys
aren't going to scratch it, I'm sure.
They put it in a bowl of nuts and bolts and screws and rocks.
You can see that probably not.
And they shake it up. It comes out, it's like...
all dented up.
No.
Screen's busted, but it's not scratched at all anywhere.
That's a good point.
Does it cover the screen too? Everything, eh?
Yeah. You can get them just for the screen as well. Hmm. But I got a full body one.
Nice.
Makes it float too.
What?
It's waterproof now. Keys from a car you sold 5 years ago.
Ooh, I still have stuff like that around. I've got a big bunch of keys that I have no idea what any of them are from. And they're from things that I've needed over the years and now forget what they are for.
I hate that.
I have a big wad of them.
And you don't want to throw...
Is that point from Amy?
That's from Amy.
That's a good point. Old keys.
Yeah. I have a ton of those.
Here too. I was thinking about corned beef can keys, and that's a beautiful one.
That's a real key.
Real keys, yeah.
That you don't use because you don't know what they're for.
Yeah. You don't want to waste them because you might want them.
And here's the worst part. You go to look for a specific key. Oh, yeah. I remember my buddy gave me a key to his apartment. He wants me to look at it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's that at? I bet you it's one of these. I know what it looks like. I know the head is one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's one. There's another one. Which one is his, you know? And is any one of these his?
Or you do throw out that big wad of old keys, and then you're going to find something that you needed it for, and you never can get it again.
That's right.
That's the kind of stuff that happens. It's everyday life.
Life.
Ooh, there's a show. Everyday life show.
Mm.
What about our book? When are we going to start the book?
You got your book going.
What do you think about that?
What?
That'd be a big book. The Jabbercast book.
Mm. I'm not a book writing person.
No?
I don't. You got to read books to write
books.
Do
all the pictures in it then.
All right.
I'll do the writing.
Sure. That's fine. I'll be happy to help you out there. Do you read much books?
No.
No, what about after?
I don't have time.
After you read a book.
What about it?
What do you do with it then?
Ooh. I always save stuff like that. I save books like crazy. And then years later, I have to get rid of them all because I don't use them for anything.
Right. My wife has every Stephen King book.
Yeah.
Up to a point. And then
but you can take those in somewhere. And the best thing with those to do, like recycling, is trading them in and get another book. Get a new book. Unless you like to save them as a collection. But if you just save them because you think you might read it again or whatever, that's highly unlikely. Even movies, honestly. You know how many DVDs I have? And do you think I'll really watch them again? I'm like thinking, where am I going to put these when I bring them to the new place even?
Your DVDs?
Yeah. I got a lot of DVDs, but do I really think I'm going to watch them again? Movies? How many times would you watch the same movie over and over? Maybe in a couple years you might watch one of them again?
Yeah.
I can see us probably watching some of the TV series stuff over again, like later, because, you know, you've seen them on TV, it's been so long, and then you watch the whole series, and then, you know, maybe 5-10 years down the road, you're going to want to watch them again. and yeah. start from the beginning to the end again, but it's very unlikely.
Pretty much. That's, I think of the same thing. That's why I will only buy concert DVDs.
Well, I only buy certain things. I don't just buy anything. And I and movies I buy are, you know, cool old things, but how often do you really going to watch them again?
That's probably a good...
And I've got like a few tubs full.
You should go on Amazon and be one of their partners. One of the, you know, when you go to look for, there's 29
yeah,
used.
New and used and yeah. the used ones.
If you got
yeah.
books and DVDs, become one of those sellers and ship them out. People are looking. They're just all of a sudden you get an email and...
Yeah, I should try that.
Be competitively priced. Money in your pocket as opposed to just sitting wasting there. Space.
Space. Oh, wasting space. We're going to come back with the Jabbercat quote and wasting space. That would be beautiful. And we'll be back in a minute.
Well, now you know where to find Big JD and Lippo. Saturday and Sunday mornings, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, WKBR.ca. And Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Big JD and Lippo with the Jabbercast. 11 a.m. Sundays right here on WKBR.ca.
You've got it tuned in to WKBR, Windsor's Kickin' Back Radio. WKBR.ca.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on WKBR.ca.
And it's now time for the
Jabber Quote.
Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used books. You can find them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in lovely Burbank, California.
All with hemp hardcovers.
Hemp hardcovers.
Hemp pages.
Actually, we're
hemp
talking,
books.
We're, me and Amy are talking about Stephen King here.
They're, oh, okay.
And there's a good bookseller in one of those movies. Oh, it was the Dark Tower. That's what it was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was, yeah. it was integrated within the story. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't Stephen Larry's. Hmm. And this week's Jabber quote, I'm going, ain't
quotes.
I?
Yeah, I've got a quote, but you've got a bunch of quotes. So here, I'll do mine first because
yeah,
you've got a few actually that are really good. And this is a quote from Oscar Wilde.
He was a movie maker, wasn't he? Oh, that's Oscar Madison. No, no, that's somebody else.
De Laurentiis. There are many things that we would throw away if we were not afraid that others might pick them up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm scared to throw it away because somebody's going to want that and take it. And they're going to have it. And then I'm not going to have it. Even though I didn't want it, they're going to have it and want it.
And use it to a good purpose.
For something, yeah. yeah. And here I'm not going to have it now.
He doesn't sound like a...
It's like this. See, I'm going to give you this.
Right.
I'm not going to have it.
It's a plug thing.
It's going to happen one day if I need that.
He's taking that
I'm
part
afraid,
of
his, I'm afraid that...
His Airport Express plug.
I can't even get it off.
You can't get off?
Just...
You should take some sexual drug...
I really don't think I need the whole thing.
Yeah, so, he's going
to
be...
you're going to take that all over the place trying to get it to work.
He's going
to
waste space.
I don't know what to do. I can't... How could this, something go wrong with this?
No more.
You know, maybe I just need to be hit it. I need to be hit it.
Oh my goodness. You need to get back to school, brother.
I tried the thing in there to reset and everything.
No. How does it? Well, it does take electricity. And I'm thinking, if anything, it has a short.
I guess so. But it's probably not even worth like doing anything with or fixing, is it? I wouldn't imagine. Then again, they're not, I mean, if they charge you $50 to fix it, I mean, you may as well just kind of buy another one. I think a new one would last longer than a refurbished. I don't know either.
It's coming to N, and that's only G, so...
True.
You're going to end up getting an N one.
I'm actually thinking about the airport itself.
You're going to buy an airport?
With the print server and everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you were going to buy an airport.
No, then I need planes and everything.
No,
get
no.
that.
People fly into your airport.
So that was kind of the one man's junk is another man's treasure.
That's right. Exactly.
It's got something that you could use on there. So,
and he doesn't seem like someone who is very interested in making somebody else happy, though. If I could give something away and make someone else happy that I was thinking of throwing away,
yeah,
that brings me happiness.
That's good, too. Sure.
He seemed like a very selfish man, that Oscar Wilde dude.
Well, I guess. Maybe it wasn't.
You know who I was thinking
of? Him, that was like that. But.
Oscar Mayer. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, the wiener guy.
How I'd love to be an Oscar Wilde wiener. Wild wiener.
And everyone would be in love with me.
Oh, yeah. He's got a wild
wiener. Wiener. So, moving right along.
Moving right along to one of my favorite quotesters is Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Waste neither time nor money, but make the best of both. And then he gets kind of weird here. Without industry and frugality, nothing will do, and with them, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
The beginning, he should have just left it there.
I should have left it there. Then there was Victor.
He's the guy that got killed by the electricity and the mouse.
He didn't get killed.
Kite.
No. He died of sexually transmitted disease.
Did he?
I believe so, yeah.
He got it from himself.
He was a... I think he was... He went both ways. I'm not positive, but anyway.
Nice.
But he was a really smart guy. I watched another movie
takes
where,
a real man to go both ways.
Then I am not a real man. No, let's just try to keep it short. William Shakespeare said, "We waste our lights in vain like lamps by day." And then Thomas Edison says, "Waste is worse than loss. The time is coming when every person who lays claim to ability will claim the question of waste before him constantly." That means the smarter you get, the more you will...
Not waste.
Yeah, you'll always be thinking about it. The scope of thrift is limitless. How can I be as frugal as I can, or, you know, keep everything? I remember a guy, speaking of waste not, working at Chrysler's. Guy in a pit, he was from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He owned an apartment building. And he lived on his own, never married. Do you think he was making any money? Worked every weekend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Had tons of cash.
And he died.
He eats his, he wraps his sandwich in a piece of wax paper.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how your mom used to?
Oh, the old wax paper, sure.
And what do you think he did with that wax paper after he ate his sandwich?
Fold it up, take it home. Have it the next day in a sandwich.
Next day, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Until it just got too ragged, or holes started popping in.
Wonder what he used it for after then. After it was no good for sandwiches.
Yeah, good point.
Something. Iron with that. Don't you use that for ironing something? Putting over top of t-shirt transfers and stuff?
Some wax.
There you go. Some use there. Give it back to the bees.
So here I'm saying, you know, the smarter you get, the more you think of how can I save money?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very true for sure.
Good jabber quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last of them. And now that we're out of time, we can talk about...
Wasting space.
Wasting space and wasting time.
Right.
Space. We've wasted a lot of time already.
Yes. But wasting space.
Yeah.
We did talk a little bit about wasting space when we were talking about our hard drives, but actual physical space in your house or in your yard, that's a different thing. Wasting space. You've got something cluttering up your yard or your house. What is the effect of that waste? What happens? What's the big deal with that, with wasting that? Could somebody else use that?
Not really. I don't think there is. It's only cosmetic, maybe. But at times, you're wasting space that something else that would be better off having something else in that space than what's in that space.
Right.
So that would be the only, you know, space wasting kind of thing.
Okay. Were you going to ask a question?
Yeah. What is that? Well, is it a bed?
That's my son's. He got a... I think it's 3-inch.
The memory mattress?
Memory mattress on top.
Okay, yeah, we have one. Those are awesome. But I just wondered what the picture of the bed on it is. Just a bed picture. It's not a bed.
It's a mattress.
It's a cool bed.
It's a mattress with the...
Okay. With memory foam top thing?
On top of it, yeah.
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 But the bed has nothing to do with anything. That bed that's on there.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it.
I like those headboards.
I got one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Those are cool. Sleigh bed, kind of they call them, I think, didn't they?
Yep.
At some point.
Yep. That's what we have. But wasting space, wasting time.
Wasting time.
I think that is probably one of the biggest wastes. We waste our time on Earth doing stuff that we could be doing something
And you could be giving your time to somebody else.
You could be giving your time to somebody else. That is a very good point.
There's a lot of people that could use our time sometimes.
For sure. And I think parents waste their time and don't give their time enough to their kids.
Very good point.
Which is, that's a waste. So don't waste time, people. Speaking of time, I think we're going to have to go.
Yeah. So we never did mention how everyone can get a hold of us. Of course, live at Showtime, Yahoo Messenger. Our username is Jabbercast. You can go to www.thejabbercast.com. Go to the program guide there. Click on the leave us a message button. You can record a message right in your own computer that we'll get. It comes right to us.
The computer we're going to get?
No.
Oh.
We're going to get the message from the My Chingo widget on our contact page at thejabbercast.com. And you can email us that.
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
And next week,
we are going to be doing another awesome show.
It's going to be a fun show.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's Human Imperfections, Lisps, Hair Lip. Hair Lip. That's what people call me sometimes. Hair Lip. ears that stick out, left-handed outie belly buttons. Yeah, we leave no stone unturned. Maybe we'll throw in a little autism and Tourette's for good measure.
So yeah, that's next week, October 14th. We'll catch you then in the Jabbercast, Sunday morning, 11 on this station. Hey!
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.